This is Courtney Gerstenecker at the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo. Honored to be here today with Dr. Larry Case, the past National FFA advisor and is a current member of the National FFA Alumni Council. Dr. Case, how did you get involved with the FFA? And I know that might be a pretty long answer, but how did you get involved with these Blue Jackets?
Well, it really starts when I was in the sixth and seventh grade. Started showing cattle with my cousins and that type of thing, become acquainted. I'm from a small rural school area, 43 in high school when I went to high school there. It's Stat, Missouri, which is no longer, it does not have a high school anymore or a school of any kind. So in those days, years ago, the boys took ag, the girls took home economics. And, of course, being in a farming rural area, I started my freshman year and was in agricultural education, then called vocational agriculture, and had what was then called supervised farming programs. And I actually was an officer in the local chapter, as well as had the state farmer degree. I never did do the American farmer degree. That's what they called it in those days. And so from there, when I was a junior and a senior, my ag teacher kept saying, you need to be an ag teacher. Long story short, it ended up being that. I'm glad it did. So I become an ag teacher and started teaching in January the 24th, 1966, and taught ag education, both secondary and adult, for about depends on how you count the years, because I had some part-time service as an administrator, but 8 to 10 years somewhere in that vicinity. Then I through a series of steps in the career, eventually ended up at the U.S. Department of Education as a senior program specialist in agricultural education, and that was the position that, by virtue of the position, put me in as the national advisor and chairman of the board and chief administrator of the National FFA and president of the National FFA Foundation Board of Trustees. So that's kind of the background of how I got involved.
How many years were you the National FFA advisor?
Well, I tell people that it this way. It was a little over 26 years, but it was 27 conventions. And so I started on May the 29th, 1984, and was able to, of course, that 1984 year was my first convention as the national advisor. So when you start the year with a convention, you get an additional year on the end then. So in 2011 was my 27th convention.
Now that you are completed with your duties of being the National FFA advisor, you're now a part of the National FFA Alumni Council. What does that mean to you, and why did you choose to become involved in that?
Well, I'll tell you, I decided when I was retired that I wouldn't do anything for 6 months. So I would say no to about any requests and so forth. I'm not sure that was a good decision, but it was one that I made and did. And I found out that not having something to think about and something to do that was meaningful to you, that probably was not a good thing. In other words, my mind was going bad. I wasn't using my brain very well as my physical well-being. And so actually when I was in Hawaii, this is an interesting story, celebrating our 45th anniversary of my wife and my brother and son and sister-in-law, I got a call from David Miller, who was then president of FFA Alumni. And I knew David Miller from years ago, a good friend of mine. Said, Larry, you need to apply for the alumni, National Alumni Council. And I said, well, send me the paperwork and I'll look at it. And I guess I would simply say, yes, I was able to be elected by the body as a member at large of the council and served 3 years. This is my third year. I'll be completing that tour of duty, so to speak, this convention. But in the meantime, we changed our regions, and I am interim, I guess you would say, vice president of Region 6. So we changed the titles of the at-large folks to having a vice presidency. So, and of course, you know, as you know, I'm running for the president-elect position at this convention, and that would, if that's successful, and I think it will be, I will be on the council for another 3 years, and we've got some exciting things going, and I wanted to make sure that we followed up with those, and I wanted to be a part of that, and so that the alumni experience has been a real positive experience for me. I've been a life member for a long time, but this has been my opportunity to work at local, state, and national levels and through FFA alumni.
There's so much passion that the FFA alumni has for the members, and especially here at National Convention. They're, with all of these blue jackets all over Louisville, what is one of the most exciting things that you see about that?
Well, at our local alumni level at Spotsylvania County, Virginia, we have a little saying that we are supporting student and teacher success. And I think the exciting thing for me, I'll give you a couple of examples. I was able and fortunate enough to be able to raise money for our first place veterinary science team to be able to come to this convention for their competition. They're in competition right now. And so that, whenever I see something like that accomplished and know that I've been a part of it, it's very gratifying, very gratifying. And here, at the same time, I served at the, not the same time, but along the same lines, I served on the nominating committee for the national officer candidate from Virginia and was tickled to be asked to do that. And lo and behold, she made the cut last night. So she's now in the final running for the national office, and I pray that she's successful. And so basically when I see students succeed, and I know I've had a small part in that, and then you see these sea of blue jackets, knowing that all the way from the first time being here and becoming motivated by being around and seeing that they are indeed are a part of something much bigger than themselves, and that, by golly, there's a lot of other people just like me here, from that kind of a student to a student who is finishing their career as an active member and getting the American degree. And when I was national advisor, it was always a thrill to shake hands with all the American degree recipients. And so knowing that, plus seeing ag teachers in operation, it's just there's just two kinds of people I like to talk to, and that's FFA members and blue jackets and their ag teachers, and they're just salt of the earth, and they know what they're doing. They're excited. They have smiles on their faces, and so those all that compiled together, put together is just is probably why I get up in the morning.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Case. And I know you are just as excited to be at this convention and to see the passion in those blue jackets as those members that are in the blue jackets. So thank you for your time again today.
Well, you're perfectly welcome. And yes, you're right. I hope that folks across the country, if they're an alumni member, I would ask them to redouble their efforts. And if they're not, and I'd ask them to join the fun of helping teacher and student success be even more meaningful. And if they don't have an alumni, I would encourage them to work with the ag teacher and the school to establish a good support group. And I appreciate the time to visit with you.
At the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Courtney Gerstenecker.